Uh-oh, the psychic's back. Happy Halloween.
Blog Talk Radio.
Woohoo! Are you ready for this one?
Go.
We saying what we want. Give it to you, not a gun. Any place, any time. Not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll. We never gonna settle. Radio.
Well, hey there and hello, everybody. This is Uncensored Radio, and I'm one of your hosts, Jeffrey. And tonight, alongside of me, I have some fabulous people. And, of course, we're doing a special episode because our normal shows are on Wednesday. But we're doing a little special because, you know, Halloween's coming up, and we have one of our favorite friends back, Miss Marie from Angels Calling. She's just a fabulous psychic. We're going to introduce you to her again in a minute. But, of course, alongside of me tonight, I have the fabulous Fred. How are you, darling?
I'm fantastic.
Good. And then we have, of course, Miss Vera. I'm not ready. Are you ready? Because it could be crazy.
I got my
girl.
Right here in front of me.
Uh-oh, you better tell Jamie to put his thing away. And then, of course, we have, last but not least, Debbie. How you doing, girl?
I'm doing good, honey. How about you?
I am fantabulous. And, of course, guys, what everybody's been waiting for, we have Miss Marie. How you doing, Marie?
Hi. Hello,
it's been
from
so
Boston.
Long.
I'm excited.
It's been forever since you've been on with us. What have you been doing?
No,
what's going on with you?
Back. I think it was like about 4 years ago, wasn't it?
Oh, no,
like
it can't be
first,
that long.
No, the first. No, it was the first
oh,
time
the first
I went
time.
On.
Yeah, you were on in the very, like, our very first couple of months because you and Cindy Stempo. And you had called me. I got to tell you guys, because this story, everybody, it blows everybody away. So Cindy Stempo was on. She had the show on HGTV, Tough as Nails, and Marie had listened to the show, and she had kind of messaged me on Facebook and talked about, you know, would you like to have a psychic on? I'm like, absolutely. So we called and we talked, and she started reading me. I didn't know she was going to read me. She just started reading me. And she made every hair on my body stand up because, and it's not something that I talk about on air, and I've never put it on Facebook because, you know, I'm a skeptic. So I was like, okay. What have I put on Facebook? So she tells me, she's like, there's a lady, I'm getting Karen. She wants to thank you for what you did for her after she died. What Marie didn't know was my best friend's mother died. Her name was Karen, and I did her makeup after she died, you know, in the funeral home. So every hair on my body stood up, and I was like, all right, you got me.
Wow.
Really? Oh, my God.
Wow, yeah.
It was the most, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, I remember I was, like, on my back stairs and just every hair of my body stood up. I was, like, tripping out. But I do want to tell callers, if you're calling in to get a free reading, just hang on the line. We're going to screen you in a few minutes. We'll get to you. But, so, Marie, what's been going on with you? What's happening, chick?
Oh, not much. Just, you know, I've been busy. I just wanted to tell you this funny story. I went and did a psychic Halloween party this weekend. And, of course, like, you know, I'm like, oh, where's the bathroom? Oh, up the stairs. And it says danger, you know, while going up the stairs. I'm like, oh, great. Something's going to be grabbing me, you know. And I have to walk by, like, go into the master bedroom. And as I entered the master bedroom, there was, like, a skeleton that popped out of the bed, and I'm like, ah!
Oh, my God, I would have
And then I'm on the, and then I go to the bathroom, and I'm, like, scared to move or do anything because everything was, like, motioned. So I went to reach for the toilet paper, and I almost fell off the hopper because I was like, oh, my God. Like, the hand came out and grabbed me, and I was like, what the hell? So I was like, oh, my God. I was like, enough of this, you know? So,
Lord.
While I was there, I was doing psychic readings. So, you know, there were a lot of people there that didn't believe, and, you know, I heard it, blah, blah, blah. So a woman came down with her sister, and she said, do you mind if I bring my sister? And I said, well, the only problem is that is sometimes when people sit together, I pick their energy up, and I pick up on the person that doesn't want to get read, or I pick up a different, you know, they're like, oh, you're talking about me, and it's not her, you know? So anyways, they both came down, and I said to them, I might pick up on your sister, and she said, so I just want to let you know that. Is that okay? And they're like, yeah, we're fine. We tell each other everything. I go, okay, you sure? Yep, okay. So the sister was dressed up as a pregnant mother with arms and legs sticking out. I don't know why, but it was kind of freaky looking. But anyways, for Halloween, and I forget what the other sister was dressed up as. And I'm reading the other sister, and I turned around, and I heard she's pregnant. And I'm thinking, is it the costume? Why am I hearing she's pregnant? So I looked at her, and I said, excuse me. I said, you're pregnant. And she was like, oh, no. She's like, yeah, I am. She goes, it's Halloween. I'm pregnant, you know. And I'm like, no, you're really pregnant. And she's like, no, I'm not. And I said, yeah, you are, and you're having a girl. And she looked at me, and she started to cry. And I'm like, what's the matter? And then she's like, I really am pregnant. And her sister's like, I can't believe it. You had an ultrasound, didn't even tell me. How far along are you? So she's like, she ran out of the house. She got so freaked out because she's like, my husband doesn't even know. I haven't even told him. She's like, you're a freak. And she ran out of the house. I am not kidding you. I mean, people on that I did the party are probably listening. You know, it was a couple people, and the lady Pam that had the party, she said, Marie, what'd you tell them? They're all running out of the house, scared. So I really freaked them out.
It is trippy when it first happens, and like, you know, and I love because you've always said, what you always say about it that I love so much, that what made me really appreciate you was that you kind of called it how it is about these readings, that, you know, it's not an exact science.
Yeah, no one's going to be 100%. I always tell people that, you know what, I'm not going to be always right. I go, no one's going to. You know, if they tell you they're 100% accurate, they're wrong, you know. You know, you can have a good accuracy, right, you know. But when people say, like, oh, no, I'm 100% right, don't go to anybody else, I'm like, don't listen to that. That's not true, because it's free will in it. There's everything else involved with it. You know, it's people's choices. So no one's going to be absolutely right, no. But, you know,
I feel like once you kind of have a glimpse, like, your own actions could alter your course of life. I feel that happens for everybody, you know. Every choice changes where you're headed. So I really appreciated that when I first talked to you on the phone. Like, I thought that was really great. And that kind of spoke to me.
Well, to be honest, I mean, and that's what I look at. Like, when people ask me, and really they'll ask me something like, is it my grandmother around me or my grandfather around me? I'm like, I don't know, you know. Because if I don't know, I'd rather be honest and say, I don't know the answer to that. Because I'd rather be telling the truth. So, you know what? Hey, when I go make my makeup, I don't want them saying, why'd you tell them that? And that ain't true, you know? But it's true, though. I would rather be honest than dishonest. And that's what, like, clients like about it, is because I'll tell them. And they'll be like, well, can you get a time? And sometimes I can and sometimes I can't, you know? So,
right.
I mean, it depends, you know? I mean, there's some people that, like, just don't, you know, believe in it, and I could tell them stuff that came out, but they still have a hard time believing in it, you know?
Right.
Everybody's different, you know, and I just, you know, some people, like, want to come once a week, and I'm like, oh, no, wait, give it some time, you know, see what happens, you know, let things happen, you know, and I also tell people, don't tell me stuff, like, don't start telling me your whole life story and then go, well, I told you everything.
Yeah. Right, and that was one of the other things, too, that you were like, don't tell me stuff.
Yeah, I'd rather not know. Like, I might ask someone, like, a question, like, what sign are you, you know, and then I kind of just get a vibe for you, and then I just take it off, you know, I take off from there. But, you know, it's all through energy. Like, people are like, oh, how could you do it through, like, you know, Skype, through the phone? It's all energy work, you know. It's made up of all energy. And I really believe that. And it's like, when I pick it up, a lot of people like phone readings better than in person. They said I do a better job on phone readings. It's strange, but, you know.
Well, especially if you can't see anything, there's nothing to pick up, so it really makes you more believe because you're on the other end of the phone. You don't see any mannerisms or anything. So when you say something, you're sensing it better.
Amazing.
I agree with that.
And now, so people that are looking for you after this, so I want to let everybody know, if you're calling in for a reading, the readings are not going to be a full-blown reading. So what you get, you know, you're going to get a few minutes. And then if you want more, you need to go get Marie on Facebook And if you can't find her on Facebook, you can contact us on facebook.com/myuncensoredradio, or you can go to our website, www.myuncensoredradio, and we can get you in contact with Marie, and you can do a longer private reading with her. And, Marie, where can they find you?
They can get a hold of me. Did you already announce the at Angels Calling?
Okay.
And they can also get me at www.angels/calling.com on my website.
Fabulous. Let's check it out. And of course,
I just added a new page, so people can go to the page. I'm sure they'll be able to find it.
Yeah, as soon as I have it, I'll post it. It'll be on our Facebook page. We'll put it on Twitter. We'll have it out there for you guys. So if you want to have your own private reading, you're not comfortable having a reading on air, you can go and get your own private reading with Marie, because I'm telling you, it's kind of outworldly. And, you know, if you go to a bar and spend $30-$40, like, you know, have some fun. Like, get a reading, even if you're a non-believer. Because everybody that I know that have been on this show, especially host-wise, everybody was kind of blown away with what you've had to say. So I think it's fantastic. But I also have to mention, because, you know, I'm a plugging kind of person, that if you're in the Syracuse, New York area on Thursday, make sure you go to Trex and you can catch Mr. Fred over there at Frito-Lay. And you can catch College Thursdays with Frida. It's at Trex in Syracuse, New York. So you're not going to want to miss that. And then what do you do on Friday?
Not this Thursday. We do Friday also. I'm doing Friday this week because it's Halloween. So I'm doing a special night. But that's just for contests.
Yeah, you're not going to want to miss it. That is fantastic. And also, next week on Wednesday, we have Justin Wiseman coming on with us. You guys may have known him if you watched The View last Friday. He was on The View with Rosie, and he loved Rosie. He lost like 420 pounds. Was like a 600-pounder dude, you know what I'm saying? He's a big guy. And lost all this weight, and he's going to come on with us for the full hour and share his story. I'm so excited about that. And then on November 12th, we have Robert Randolph, of the author of You'll Never Spa in This Town Again. And he is actually the guy that, like, started this whole John Travolta craze with the lawsuit. Remember him? Marie, you got anything on this guy? He started the lawsuit against John Travolta. And, you know, he lost the battle in court, and they made him pay the legal fees. But, so he's going to come on with us. I've got his book. It's quite an interesting read. So you guys will have to come check him out. It's going to be interesting. Marie, I'd love to have you give this guy a reading, because, girl.
Yeah, when's he going to be on?
He'll be on November 12th.
Yeah, I haven't read his book yet.
Yeah, well, I read
a little bit of it.
It's like gay porn. It's a little too much for me. Like, I was like, It was a little much, to be honest. But I'm saying, if you like that kind of stuff, it's a very gossipy, very dirty. So, you know, if you like that kind of thing, go check them out. Robert Randolph, you can get the book on Amazon or wherever. You'll Never Spy in This Town Again. Check that out. But anyways, let's get back to Marie. Oh, and if you're listening, click those ads, kids, because Mama needs a budget, because I'd like to be able to pay Marie when she comes on the show. I'm just saying. But, Marie, how about we start off with a little reading? Would you like to do Fred? Let's do Fred. We'll do Fred first.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, Fred.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Oh, good. Well, I was going to say I was wonderful, but you said it, so. okay, let me just, I will ask you, like I said in the beginning, I want to ask you, what month are you born?
February.
Okay. All right, in the middle or towards the end?
Middle,
yes, I thought. So you're Aquarius. You've been going through a lot of stuff, I'll tell you that. But you know what? The good news is about to change. Yeah. I feel like you've been through, like, a lot of emotional stuff, okay? And you hold a lot in Aquarius do anyways. But you got to start, like, really speaking what's on your mind.
Yeah.
Do you do that?
Not as often as I should, but
you need to. And I think you just, like, you know what? You don't like to argue. You're not a fighter. You're easygoing, you know?
Yeah,
you get frustrated.
Oh, yeah.
Correct?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So I just feel like you want to get out more. You also, there's something with you, with your own business, or there's something thinking about your own business you want to do. Because I'll tell you, it's a good work, huh?
Yeah, you're hitting something, because I've actually been thinking of incorporating my the college thing I've been doing. So,
Yeah, you're gonna. And I just feel like things are finally starting to shift. So I would say by January looks better for you. So I definitely would start planning on doing your own business. I like to see you do it alone, though. You know, if you want to hire people, fine. But I think you should be you're the type that needs to kind of have your own business by yourself. Because you know what, you're the type of person that doesn't like to argue or fight. Like if you get mad, yeah, you will. But it takes a lot to get you there. You know, you're the peacemaker. So
yeah,
I would just like.
That.
Excuse me?
I've been told that.
Yeah, so I if I was you, I would just, like, kind of go into business alone, definitely. That'd be my advice for you. I mean, you can do what you want, but I just feel like you'd do a lot better alone. You know, that way you're not taking on all the work, because I could see, like, a lot of people ask you to do things, and even though you're busy, you'll still do it. And then it frustrates you. Like, why did I just say yeah to this? You know?
Right. Wow.
So that seems like it happens to you a lot. But at the same time, you got a very good heart. You're very caring. You know, giving. You're a giver. You know, and most of us are. You know, and I just feel like that you're ready. You know, you're at the point in your life where you like you want your career going. You know. And you're kind of mad at yourself, like, why didn't I do this before? Why didn't I get things going before? You know? But don't be. You had other things in your way that were blocking you from it. You know?
Yep, I do, absolutely.
So I really feel like you're ready on your way to, as far as business, things like that, you're going to do excellent. I just feel like the last 3 years have been very tough for you, and you feel like you just haven't been able to get your feet on the ground correctly, like you've just been all over the place, you know, and it's not so much your fault, it's a lot of outside interference that's been going on with you, you know, it's like everybody else's stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, so
yeah, wow.
Well, what I want you to do is just say your name 3 times, and I'm going to pick out three cards for you.
Okay.
Yep.
Fred.
Mm-hmm. You also like to write, Fred? Are you doing a lot of writing? Is there writing around you?
Not a lot of it. I like to, but I don't.
Yeah, you should be writing more. Even like things like before you go to bed or journaling things. I mean, writing comes strong when I'm hearing your voice, and so that's what I feel like I'm getting told to tell you. You know what? You do like school, I'll tell you that. You like to learn. You're a learner. I mean, you could stay in there full time. You think it's really neat learning about new things and, you know?
I'm constantly learning at my job, too, so.
Yeah, you're always learning, you know? It shows you got a lot of, the things that look like you're struggling with, it shows you got a lot of good people around you, okay? But what you are struggling with, it looks like you're running from your job in your own way. And you're not, you know, you're upside down about work, and I think that's just getting up and going. But once you're there, you're fine, you know.
Oh yeah, I think it's just
you getting there, you know.
It's getting up in the morning, but I actually do like the job.
Yeah, you like to stay in. I'll tell you that, you know. Like I need one day to sleep.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's that moodiness. Hey, I know your sign. You're moody. Sorry.
It's okay.
But that doesn't mean you're like that all the time, but you go through your moods, you know? And it's especially more in the a.m. than at night, you know?
Definitely.
Say your name again 3 times, please.
Fred.
Yeah, you have a lot of outside interference. I don't know what's going on with your family and stuff, but it looks like it's definitely a family situation. It's not. It looks like you're getting dragged into it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. And you're just like really frustrated with it, you know, to a point where it kind of makes you sick. Like I just want to stay out of it. Don't drag me into it.
Absolutely, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're gonna be fine. I think you'll come out of it fine. It's just that you just want to stay away. I would avoid family. That sounds weird saying that, but I would avoid any family interactions right now, you know, because it looks like I said, exactly what I said, straight psychic is what I picked up on you, exactly what's going on is what the cards are showing. Are you moving?
No.
No, you're going to be thinking about it. You know what's weird? What your cards, it looks like is just a lot of family stuff going on. And I think that's what's been holding you back, you know? And it's been like family things and money, just different things that, you know, that have been holding you back. But I really feel like you're breaking out of that. And that's why I said just keep going to school, keep doing what you're doing. Try not to pay attention to that stuff, you know?
I'll take that right to heart.
Yeah. Excuse me. So is that correct?
Yes, yes it is.
I mean, also,
like, wow.
Too, you need a car.
Nah, I just got
correct?
A new one. I just got a new one.
Oh, you did? Oh, great, because I felt like you needed a car. It was just wasn't, you know, so that's good. That's good. So you took care of that. Well, that's good news. But I just feel like, you know, as of, like, the end of this, you know, last month we was in a big retrograde, October, well, actually it still is October, but we just got out of it a couple of days ago. So everything's starting to shift and things are starting to calm down. So you'll notice a big change. I think for you it's going to be January, end of December to January, where you feel a lot better. You're going to start feeling better now, but where you feel like, oh, good, you know. But I could see you definitely starting a business about February. Could be right around your birthday time.
All right, that's my wow.
Is that what
that's,
you were
I'm
looking
shocked.
For?
Yeah, actually it is. So it's kind of shocking. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I think you're doing really good. I would just say just stay focused. You know, I think you're around people with that, you know, a high drama, high maintenance, and I would say avoid it. You know, try to avoid it because you're not like that.
No, definitely not. That's not my nature.
No, you're not. So just avoid that part and you'll be fine.
I will. Thank you, Marie.
You're welcome. No problem. I don't know if you had any other questions or...
No, I'm good at the moment. I don't want to take up too much time for you tonight, but I definitely will be looking to talk to you another time.
I just realized I've been throwing smart-ass comments out this whole time, and I was on mute. Oh, I have to tell you, like, knowing Freddie, I swear to God, I do it all the time. Knowing him, I have to say it, I'm a little creeped out because I'm just saying, it's a little weird. And I swear to God, Fred, I didn't tell her a damn word. No, I haven't talked to her about any of you guys. Like, she didn't even know that there was a new cast.
No, I didn't even know who was going to be on there.
Because I like it to be a good surprise. Okay, well, next we have Vera, and then
okay,
we're going
to
do Debbie, and then we're going to get to the callers.
I have
Robert,
to jump
bye,
off
honey.
The radio tonight, so have a good night, everybody, and I'll see you.
All right, we'll see you Wednesday.
All right.
Okay. Good night, Fred.
Bye,
Freddie.
Good night.
Okay,
bye.
So we've got Miss Vera. I'm real excited about this one.
Okay. Let me just shuffle these up, Vera. And Vera, same thing with you. What month are you born? Are you Gemini?
Nope.
Huh?
No, I'm a Pisces.
Oh, Pisces. Oh, man, another one you're all over the place lately, too. What's
oh,
going
God,
on? yours is around love. Do you feel like there's, like, stuff going around love around you, you know?
No,
so
I feel it's kind of dead in the water at the moment.
Yeah, but no, it's not going to be. Mm-mm, telling you right now. That's what you're feeling, and you're thinking about someone from your past as a past person around you. But I'm not. I feel like there's someone totally new coming in, so I don't really care too much about the past with you.
Okay.
There's there's some type of hurt there that you really, really felt hurt, and since then, I don't feel like you've been with anybody, correct? But I do feel like new people coming in around you.
Nobody's significant.
I just feel like that. Could you hear me? I'm sorry.
I can hear you fine.
Oh, okay. So I do feel like there's this, like, I feel new for you, and I feel better with new people, okay?
Okay.
But you are a very, very deep thinker. I just feel like, you know, and especially when you're a Pisces, you go really into your thoughts, so... you know, and that Jew, but also very, very caring. You know, you want to help everybody. You want to save the world. You can't, you know. but you do, and you really do. You have a big thing for, you know, you love kids. You want kids. You know, you just, your thing is, I just want to be happy. I just want to, I see you saying that. I just want to be happy, you know?
That's it.
And that's like most of us, you could say that's a general thing, but with you, especially when you're a water sign, you're controlled by your emotions. And as Jeffrey knows, it's the water signs that, like, you know, they get very sensitive and very, you know, they can get really stirred up over stuff, you know?
I'll cut a bit.
it's harder, you know, but you're very sensitive to things, too, you know? You're super sensitive. Like, someone could say something, you could take it totally wrong and be like, what did I say that for, you know? but I do feel like that with you. Are you in school, or are you going to college as well? There's some training coming up, or training around you.
Well, I'm in a new job, so there's a lot of new learning, but I'm also planning, I'm thinking about school. I've got school very heavily on my brain.
Yeah, you know what it's going to be? September. It might be earlier.
Yeah.
It could be around March or April.
Uh-huh.
But it's between March and April and September, but it's 2015. Okay?
Okay.
You could go in January, but I'm feeling no, don't do January.
Okay.
Did you just start with this company?
Yeah, in May.
Oh, okay, because I feel like it's a new company. They'll pay for your schooling, but you might have to wait so much. All right, I don't know why. That's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
But they're going to train you. You're going to move right up. Stay there. I like that company for you.
Okay.
What do you think about it? Do you like it?
I was unemployed for about 6 months, and I took a big pay cut to go with this employer, but I'm, like, very happy that I did.
I feel good with this, and they got this company's growing. It's got a lot of opportunities for you. It's going to be really good.
Okay.
All right. I want you to do is just say your name 3 times, please.
Okay. Vera. Vera. Vera.
I get happy though when I think of you. I just feel like if you've been like pretty happy, you know, basically it's just you've been going through a lot, but I feel like that's over with for you as well, you know, and I just feel like you've been more happy and you're like, I got to start thinking positive, I got to get rid of this stuff, you know?
I firmly believe that happiness is a choice, and no matter what happens, you can choose to be happy every day.
Yeah, no, you're right. You know, you can be choose to be happy, you know, and you got to be careful because we create our own realities, you know, and people will disagree, but I agree to that, to you know, definitely to a certain point, you know. If you wake up and say, oh, I'm going to have a miserable day, guess what? Everything starts going wrong, you know. So I always try to tell people, oh, wake up and you're going to have a good day, switch it around, you know, and I could even do it for myself. Okay, well, the 3 cards I picked out for you is, you know, the 5 of Cups, which is upside down. So it looks like a release of disappointment. So, yeah, you've been hurt a lot as far as love, you know, but that's going to start changing, like I said. The other thing looks like is you're starting to save more money, so it's going to be really good for you. If you haven't, you will. I think you already started, you know?
Right.
Because you want to, you know, you could be a spender, and I also feel like you definitely can be a good saver. So you're going into it, you're really changing as far as financially, you know, so that's going to be good. The other thing is, as far as this job, I really get good, and there's going to be the promotion or something around Christmas time, so look for that. That's a couple months off.
Okay.
So really look for that. That looks really good for you.
Great.
And just say your name again 3 more times, please.
Okay. Vera, Vera, Vera.
Now, are you worried about your mom?
About my mom? No, sometimes, not so much.
I just get a worry around her. Has she been going through a lot, too?
She worries more about her.
Just
about how
yeah. Well, just different things. There's something I'm picking up with your mother. Now, with you, it's interesting. You get someone coming in. It looks like around your age, maybe a little bit younger, maybe a couple of years younger. And I believe this is going to be around. It's funny when I get the, you know, I get the three there. I feel like it's going to be between 3 weeks, 3 months. But you do get someone coming in. I feel like it's somebody new. You might start, I'm going to take that back. Like, the cards are showing me you might start classes earlier than later. I said March. It might be later, but straight psychic, I get March, and I'd rather go with my straight psychic more. But this could be you just signing up for it. But you're definitely going to be training and doing some schooling, you know? And I think it's going to be really good. You take whatever that company has and run, I'll tell you, because it looks good for you. I like this company for you. So there's going to be good money around you. I'm not worried about the money and stuff for you. My thing is I'm worried about love for you, because it's like you're ready. You want somebody, right?
Sure.
You're like, I'm ready.
I am.
Yeah, so that's what's been really what I get, what's been, like, the disappointing part. It's like, where are they? How come they're not here, you know? Now, the other thing is, what did you just have to do with a vehicle? Did you just put a vehicle on the road? Did you just get a new vehicle?
In May, okay. I finished my car, and I just purchased a new car, but...
That was a tough decision for you. You know why? Because you're not like that. You don't like to get, like, you know, you want things paid off. You don't want any bills.
Exactly.
Well, who does? But you were debating.
I'm heartbroken to take out a car payment again.
But, well, you got a new car. The car looks good, by the way, so you'll be all right with that. You got good money cards, so I'm not worried about that. Like I said, it looks like it's around love where you got some delays and you feel like what's going on. It seems like you attract the people that really are very needy. Do you feel that way? Oh, Jeff.
Jeffrey.
Yeah, so it looks like you know why? Because you put that out there. You, like, not that you even realize it, but because you're so caring and giving, it's like they attract you, you know? And you're like, oh, my God, they always need help. Like, why do I always get the same people? Correct?
Yep, very correct.
Yeah, but you know what? I feel like that's going to change. It looks like that you've met your soulmate, but there is another one coming up. Now, you can have more than one soulmate, okay? But whoever you was with last time, they wasn't telling you the truth about things. And that's where there's a lot of hurt there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the past one is still hanging around you, I'm telling you. And I think you need to kind of cut the cord there. I know it's hard for you, but you need to.
He's on the other side.
Oh, is he? They passed.
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting, because I feel like was there somebody else that was around you?
Well, it's possible.
Is there someone else that you dated, is what I'm saying, or was with before him?
Uh-huh.
Or after him, or?
Yeah.
Okay. Because it looks like, did you have a hard time with that person?
There is a person that hurt me recently, yes.
Yeah, okay, maybe that's who I'm getting then.
Okay.
As far as spirit, was there an accident with him? Was this due to an accident?
It was an overdose. It was an accidental overdose.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Yeah, I just feel like there was some people too he was around that wasn't really good with him, you know? And needed to change his whole friends and everything, his whole lifestyle. And I feel like he was ready to do that, too, before this happened, you know.
That's what I was told. He had a conversation with his son about doing that and didn't succeed.
Yeah, he was. He was serious. He was ready to change his whole life, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like that, I do feel like that he's around you. I just feel like that, I get him strong. He's around you, but he's not saying anything, so I can't really say. He just told me it was an accident. That's all I'm getting, you know? I'm not really picking up, you know. It doesn't mean he's not there. He's definitely there. But he's also with someone else. There's a family member with him, okay? You know who that is?
Dad.
Yeah. Oh, his father passed.
His father passed when he was young.
I see two people at a table talking.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense to you?
It does.
Okay. That's why I pick up. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but I do feel like that he's around you. You're going to be, there's somebody new, and I feel like that he wants to send you in somebody that's really good for you, you know? And whether you want them or not, there's someone coming in, you know, and I feel good about it. This one I feel, and that's why I probably got two soulmates, because I feel like that he was your soulmate as well.
Okay.
I better get an invite to the wedding, bitch.
Will, Jeffrey.
I feel good. I mean, you have a lot of, past stuff. Have you heard from a lot of your past people and stuff? Some of them I'm not crazy about either, I'll tell you that.
Some pop up at weird times. They do.
Yeah, they do. And then you just, like... You're like, no, I can't go to on that route. I want to get away from them because it looks like they got all like they. It does make you think, and it doesn't put you in a good space either.
No, I walked out on one of them last year.
Yeah,
I can't
keep
do
walking. No, I think it's hard for you being your sign because you feel bad. You know, and. I would tell you not to feel bad because why do you feel bad? You need to get past that, you know, move forward.
Right.
But, yeah. I think it looks good for you. So whatever you're doing, just keep doing. But I do feel like it, you know, your money and stuff, everything else, it looks really great around you and this company. I really like this company for you. I got to say that.
Girl.
I waited for it.
Well, you know what? The only thing that looks like that's going on is that you'll be waiting definitely for, for love. And it that's coming in.
Well,
so that's going to be really good for you.
I feel like Vera, she had you dead on about the shopping thing because, you know, Miss Vera came over to dinner one night and she gave me the most fantabulous little wedding gift. Really, it was my favorite thing. And it's sitting in display in my house, and I love it dearly. And, Vera, you know what it is. I'm not going to say. But it was very, very nice, and it was expensive, honey. She knows how to do a homo right.
Wow. Well, that's good.
I love it.
She's very kind-hearted. Like, when she really loves somebody, she really, even as a friend, she'll go out and spend a lot.
It was so funny when you were talking about this. Like, I'm like, needy people in Vera's life. Okay, that may have been me, because I remember there was a few times I called Vera, and she came and rescued me, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she will. She'll do it. You know,
need
her, she'll be there. Actually, I think she would do good in some type of, like, believe it or not, like massage or like acupuncture or that field. Maybe not now. I feel like she's pretty young, but maybe, you know, in the next 5 to 10 years, she might get into that field.
Well, I am a nurse.
You what? I'm sorry?
I'm a nurse.
Oh, you are? Okay, all right. Because I just feel like you'd be good with... Do you do any Reiki or anything?
I have not done Reiki, no.
No, you don't get into that stuff.
I do, and I have in the past, but I'm not into it at the moment. Right now.
That's fine, but I think you're going to get into that. You know why? Because you too like to learn, but you like to get into different stuff, more hands-on stuff with you, you know?
Yep.
Ooh, girl. All right. Well, look, we got to keep going because we're never going to get to the callers, okay? I love you, Vera, but I'm sorry. Marie, I'm over here, like, I'm listening to you talk to her, and I'm getting goosebumps. It's crazy. So we've got one more co-host, and then we've got Trish, we've got Desmond, we've got Michelle, and we've got Stacy. So we're gonna get to these folks. Right now, let's where's Debbie? Is she here, Debbie?
I'm here. I've been listening.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you, Marie?
Good, good. Okay. Let me shuffle these up and see what I get with you. Deb, what sign are you?
I'm a Pisces.
Another Pisces.
Explain so
you're here
so
a little
much.
Bit. Wow, a lot of water in that room there. Jeez, a lot of emotions there.
Hey, there's a lot of wine in this room right now, okay? Can you direct
yeah.
me to the next bottle?
But, you
you're
know, it's like
book.
Your own water signs. It's interesting. All right. I just feel like with you, Deb, you know, there's a lot of, like, I don't want to repeat myself what I did with her, but, you know, we are a water sign, too, and mostly each sign goes through the same similar thing. So I feel like not the exact same things going on. You got a lot of different things than her. Are you in March, not February?
No, February. February 23rd.
Yeah, the end of February, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So I just feel like there's a lot of, your stuff is a lot of family stuff going on as well. Oh, everybody has a lot of family stuff this year. What is it?
Oh, yeah.
Is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
It's piled up so much and it's so thick around you that you're like, get me out of here. I need to get on a vacation. I need to get out of here. Because you can't concentrate on anything. Huh?
You could say that. Oh,
no,
wow.
There is. And I just feel like you're doing the best you can do with it. It's almost like, you know, I always tell people, you know, the cards you get dealt is what you get dealt, and it's how you react to it and how you handle it, you know? And I just feel like you've been under a lot of pressure trying to settle everything up with the family.
Yes.
So
very
right
true.
Away I get family stuff, you know. I don't know. I just feel like, is there a lot of stress on you with the family? Because I just feel like you have to be a
Yes.
Yeah, because I feel like, you know what, how I see you? Like, you're squished, and you're like, you don't know which way to go with it. You don't know who to believe, who not to believe, and everybody's telling you something different. You're like, what is going on?
Yes.
Yeah, you think they're all nuts.
Very pretty much.
To say the least.
Yeah.
All right. But you know what? That will work itself out. You know, like, you're not going to have to save them all. Let them work it out. Like I would tell everybody else, just step back from it, you know. Listen to them. Don't get involved in it, though. It's not worth it.
I try not to.
Yeah, I would step back from it. Because I just feel like you get dragged into it too much, you know. And you're the type, you like to travel. You want to start traveling, but you haven't had the money, and it's just frustrating for you. And you just want to do things and have fun. You like to be the life of the party. I want to have fun. I want to have a good time. I want to have a good laugh, you know.
Yeah, it'll get there.
Yeah, you will. And I just think it's just been a hard time for you. And I told you, like I told her, Pisces have been going through it. Aquarius, but you know, I don't know what sign hasn't been going through it. It's been a tough year for everybody, you know?
Yes, it has.
I want you to just say your name three times, please.
Deborah, Deborah, Deborah.
What is wrong with your... like muscle pain. I'm getting a lot of like joint muscle pain. Is that your back?
It's not me. It's my husband.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. He needs to lose weight.
He's tiny.
I
need to lose a little bit of weight.
Oh, is it you? Okay. Cause
I'm
feel
not
like
real
one
big,
of you
I need to lose. I need to lose.
Yeah, but
about
is it your knees? What's bothering you? There's something bothering you, I'm getting.
Well, I do have a back problem.
Yeah, be careful with your back. All right, then just be careful lifting and stuff then.
Yes.
You know? Because I just feel like you do a lot, you know?
Yeah.
Are you, can I ask you something? Are you in the medical field right now? Are you doing are you just taking care of everybody, or what is this going on here?
Well, I'm a medical assistant, but I don't work right now. I take care of my husband.
Mm-hmm. Is he diabetic?
Is he a diabetic?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. Okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I'm taking care of him because he's sick.
Yeah, he is. But I feel like you're doing a really good job, and it's just been a lot of struggle. And I just feel like you got to be careful. The thing I worry with him, I don't know him. I don't know what's going on. I don't know his sickness. I'm seeing diabetes. Also, I see something with like a steroid, prednisone, something with him where it might make him put on weight. Okay? So he needs to watch that. Does that make sense to you?
A little bit, but I don't think he's ever going to put weight on.
I don't know about that. It could be fluid. It could be retaining fluid. So I just watch him.
Okay.
Maybe, I feel like you're doing a good job with him. Mom, what sign is he?
He is end of September.
Oh, he's a Virgo?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he can be stubborn too, you know?
Yeah.
I do feel like a lot of this could have been fixed prior, but he didn't want to really follow the diet or follow. He didn't want to, not that he didn't want to. He just like, no, I'm okay. He's very independent. He doesn't like anybody taking care of him, you know?
Yep, very true.
Yep, so he can be really stubborn. So it was hard for you, you know? And it's just like, you know, you're doing a good job, and it's like you're not sleeping at night, though. You're not sleeping good. Because you're worried about him. You do think a lot about the past, you know.
Yes.
You do, and it's just like. But I feel like it shows like you might go back into the medical field. Were you thinking about like maybe working part time while you can't with him sick?
Once we complete our move, then I'm going to be going to work part time.
Yeah, that's what I was getting. You're going to feel better once you do that.
Yes. Yes. Well, we're moving
like
to, I'll be able to.
I just feel like he's just been grumpy because he's just been sick and he's trying to, like, get better, and it's just been a lot, you know?
Yes.
But he's getting there. He's getting there. He's went through a lot, and he's come a long way. Correct?
Okay.
Does that
kind of.
Make sense? Yeah.
Well, a little.
No, he's still stuck, but I think it's him. Does that make sense?
Yes.
More him, you know.
Yes.
Tell him to stop being stubborn. I want you to just say your name again 3 more times, please.
Deborah.
Do you have children? I get children.
Yes.
Is there 2 or 3?
There
two?
Was 4, and
one
we adopted
passed.
2.
All right. Is one at a distance?
Pardon?
Is one at a distance?
We just...
like one, like far away or at a distance?
I have 4 children that live away from us, and my oldest daughter is deceased.
Okay. That's why I was getting one that passed. But I feel like she's around you in spirit, you know? Do you feel like, is that when he started, like, kind of going down, like, when you lost your daughter?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why I feel like there's a connection with that, you know? Okay. So I just feel like there's a connection with that, and I also feel like that, as far as you... I just feel like that. I do feel like that she's around you, you know, as far as spirit. So
you
need to know that. Yeah.
Thank you.
And I just feel like that the you want to see the other kids more. Like, I don't want to say they're kids, they're older, but you want to see them more, and it's just been really, it's been tough, you know?
Yes. Yes,
so
yes.
It's like, yeah, because you want to either take a trip to go see them, or you, I
yes.
feel like, are they out of state?
Yes, they are. Two of them are in Texas,
yeah.
Two of them are in Illinois.
All right, because I get a warmer climate. The ones with a warmer climate, you're going to go visit.
Yes,
like, two
Texas.
Are very close. There's two that are very close. The two stays together. There's two and two, okay? And them two stay
mm-hmm.
together. You, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you are going to go see them. And I get a grandchild coming, correct?
Well, I have 10 grandchildren and one great-grandchild.
Oh, there's more. Congratulations. You got more coming.
Really?
Yep, you're going to hear a pregnancy.
You better
oh,
hope Christmas.
My God.
Girl, good
yep.
luck with that.
But I do feel good around you. It just, are you thinking about selling your house and moving? You've been thinking about that, huh?
Actually, we're moving in with our son this week.
Oh, okay, that's what it is. Are you selling your house or are you just moving?
We're just moving.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's going to be some type of money with that, too. Is he married? Your son married?
Yes.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Are you worried? I don't know if I should say this on the air, but are you worried about the wife or a female figure? Who's a female that might, is your other kids upset that you're moving there, or is there something going on with that?
I have no idea.
Because there's going to be a little bit of jealousy there.
Oh, I don't care. They'll get over it.
No, I know you don't care. I'm just giving you a heads up, though.
Yeah. No,
I think you'll be fine, but I think there might be some
yeah.
jealousy with that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you should have moved with us. You should have came here, you know? That type
yeah.
of thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I can see that.
But you're going to be fine. I mean, I think things are really starting to change for you. You've got a lot on your plate. I mean, I could sit here for half an hour and talk to you, but I feel like it's all changing for you, so it's good.
Okay,
you
thank
it.
You.
Fabulous.
I would say keep doing what you're doing, you know, stay on that road.
Okay.
And just so you know, Debbie, I am going to get you, I'm going to hook you up with a private reading with Marie, because I feel like you guys have more to talk about, because I know you and I know how much you've been looking forward to this, and I want to get to all these callers. We may go over by a few minutes, so if you're listening online and you want to catch the rest of the show, you can listen on demand anytime at myuncensoredradio.com. You can go find us on iTunes. You can get us on Stitcher. And again, pay attention to our Facebook page and our website. We will give you the information to get Marie if you want your own private reading with her, because as you can see, she gets a little in-depth. So we have Trish on the line.
Hey, Marie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm a Virgo.
Oh, okay. All right. I was going to say, is this someone I know?
No, it's no one you know. Question is around, I'm trying to launch a construction project, and I'm just kind of wondering what you get around it in terms of when it might actually take off.
Okay. Let me just shuffle this. That's a question for Cindy Stumpo, isn't it, Jeff?
Right? I was just going to say, I'm like, do you know Cindy Stumpo? Have you seen Toughest Nails on HGTV?
No, I don't know who she is.
You should go research it, because she's a fabulous woman and she is a house
yeah,
builder.
She would help,
and her
yeah.
Her catchphrase was, "We're not building dolls here," because she gets so much crap of being a woman in the building industry. I'm just saying. Look her up, Cindy Stumpo, fabulous.
So let me go and let me shuffle these up for you, Trish. And well, I feel it. Number one, I feel like it's been like a lot of hard work right now, physically for you, you know, to take on.
Yes.
But you're very strong. I am going to ask you a sign. Are you a Virgo or what sign are you?
Yes, I am Virgo.
Yeah, I knew it. So you're straightforward, you know, you want the truth, you like to hear, you know, whether it's good or bad, you want to hear it. Maybe not so much bad, but you want to hear the truth. You know, you're a truth seeker. Okay. But you're also very business-oriented. And I don't feel like this is your first business. This is your second business. You had something else before this.
Yeah,
correct?
I have a full-time job. This is
okay.
A personal project.
No, but did you have something else that you were going to do in business or had another business?
No, I mean, I work for a company, so I've never had a business.
Okay, all right. So it could be another business in the making. I'll tell you what, you know, if I would have read you probably 5 or 6 months ago, I'd say, yeah, start your own business, you know? So what I want you to do is just say your name 3 times, please.
Trish.
You know, your first name.
Trish. Trish.
Yeah. I would say it looks like, are you waiting for licensing or there's something with licensing? Right now you feel like you're upside down with it. It's like driving you crazy. Like, why can't I get this up and going? I really feel like that you have the money behind you, so it's a good thing. I feel like that actually, I would say by the first of the year.
Okay.
Was you looking,
yeah,
like, earlier by Christmas time?
Well,
like, holiday time?
What happened is I do have all the permits, and I have a neighbor who is fighting the variances.
Oh, that's what it is. That's where That's where it's being held up. And you feel like just, like, walking away from it, but you can't. Don't walk away from it. That's what you feel like at times. You won't. You need to fight it. Okay. But I still feel like maybe that's what you need is, it's not a permit or whatever, but you need this other piece, what I'm talking about, to build. You know what I mean? To get it going. But I feel like it's going to be, you want it probably around the holiday time. I feel like it's going to be around January. That's when you're going to be able to do it. Do you have a court date with this person?
I do. It's February 24th.
Okay. You might be able to settle something before that. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm feeling like January. So something could be settled around January time. And you know what? I'm getting like January 18th to the 24th. I don't even know what dates I'm on. I'm going to look right now. But that's what I'm feeling really strongly. So, yeah, that's both on the 18th on a Sunday, so in the 24th on a Saturday, so it's between that week, you know? So I feel like you might be able to settle this before, you know? Do they want money from you?
No, they're not. It's just a delay. You're from the Boston area.
Yeah,
so.
But they're just holding things up for you, though, right?
Correct.
Are they saying you're blocking their sunlight, you're blocking something? I don't know what I'm hearing, but they're saying they don't want you to build up. Are you building up? There's something with the whole structure, right?
I'm building up, and I'm not blocking anything. It's just been a vacant lot.
They're going to claim they are. I don't know. Do you know what they're claiming? Are they blocking light, or are they saying that?
No, they're just, they have bullied people from building for 30 years. And so I'm the only one that's ever actually pushed it.
Oh, that's too bad. Yeah, you need to fight them, and you'll win. You will win. I think you'll get it. I think you'll get it. I really do. And I think it's too bad that you have to go to court for it. But I just think that they think that they own the whole neighborhood, and that's how they are. You know?
Right.
Ooh, girl, you need to go get them. And, you know, if you want a more in-depth reading, you can always find Marie on our website. And I think you should, because I'm sure she's got a little more info for you. Thanks, Trish, for calling in. The next caller we have is Desmond. And he's got a question about a coworker. Marie, you know how I love these questions.
Coworkers are a ball sometimes. let me see. Hi, Desmond.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. I'm going to shuffle these up, and what I'm going to have you do is say your name 3 times, please.
Desmond, Desmond, Desmond.
Are you having problems with this person right now?
No, not really.
I feel like is there some, wait a minute. Is there someone else that you're having problems with at work?
No, not at work.
Not
it's,
problems, but just issues there with someone at work.
Well,
it looks like you wanna emerge with this whoever this person is, this coworker is. It looks like there's something that's gonna be going on between the two of you. I don't know. That's what I'm getting. There's some like closeness there. You know, does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, I was wondering, I mean, do I know her from another life or, I don't know.
Well, it looks like you connected and it looks like that there, like I said, it could be something that, you know, happens between you. I'm not going to promise it, but it does look like there's something good there. But I also felt like there's a coworker that could be like picking up on you to, you know, you guys like are friendly and like, you know, you feel like there's a connection, like you know this person. You're like, I don't know why I feel so connected to this person, you know?
But that's probably a past life.
That is definitely a past life. But I do feel like there's someone else that I don't like around you, coworker. You know, but you're the kind of type. What sign are you, Desmond?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Sagittarius, yeah. See, you're very quiet, and you just try to mind your own business. You're very observer. You know, you're observer. You watch everything that goes on, correct?
Right.
Kind of taking it all in. You're sucking all in, you know? but I do feel like, as far as you, your money's been up and down right now. You've been juggling a lot, you know, because it's like you know, you get money, then something happens, and then, you know, so it's just been like a little bit, you know, you've been a little bit juggling money here, but that looks like that's going to start changing for you. So I just feel like there's a lot of changes coming for you that look really good. I think this work thing could really pick up for you. It's just you, I feel good with it, you know. The other thing is, are they doing training right now at work as well? Are you doing any training or anything?
No, not me particularly. So I know they just got through doing cuts. So they're training, but they're training other employees, but not me because I'm already, you know.
Yeah, you're pretty up there, but you're going to go up higher. There's something else they're going to ask you to do, and it's something with training. It's not right now. It's more around March to April time, more next year. But no, I you know, as far as you and your coworker, I feel really good. I feel like there's definitely a connection. It looks like, a past life thing. It's definitely like a past life.
Yeah, because she's a little older than me, so I was, you know, just kind of odd. So.
No, that doesn't matter. You know, you had past lives, and you know what? You come into this life to learn about, you know, what you went through. You know, it's usually because we didn't finish something with someone, you know? So, like, say, I'm connected to somebody, so, like, there's something I didn't finish in a past life, and it needs to be finished in this life. And sometimes we don't finish it in this life, and you got to do it again, unfortunately. But sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not good. But I feel like this is a good thing. Do you feel like it's a good thing? I feel like it's good. So.
Yeah, the energy feels good.
Your money does look like it's going to get better. So right now you might be juggling some things, but your money looks better than it ever has, correct? It's been good?
Yeah, I guess you can see.
It's going to get better for you, too, as you go on to this year. And you get some, like, past money and things like that coming up, too. But yeah, it looks really good for you. And
You said I have some past money coming forward too.
Yeah, you got
some
past money. Do you know what that's from?
No.
Well, watch for that, because you got some, money coming back. Okay, and everybody always says, "What are you talking about?" It just happened with my daughter, and she ended up getting a check for like $1,500 from a new car that she got, and they owed her for the warranty plan.
Like, that's why it's important to Google yourself, because it will tell you if some money's coming your way. I'm just saying,
but sometimes it's like even trading in a vehicle, like if you have an extended warranty plan, like my daughter, like she got that money back, you know? They owe you a check because she only had the car for a couple of years and she traded it in, you know, not realizing that she had paid for that, you know?
Well, Desmond, honey, baby, you need to go Google yourself and check for your money, and good luck with your coworker. I don't know what it is. I'm just saying, whether it be a boy, a female, I don't know. But maybe you should ask them out because Miss Marie has got a good vibe. You know, Marie, I know we're going over, but we've got two people left. And then again, if you want to book a private session with Marie, we're going to have the link up on our webpage. You can look up Angels Calling on Facebook. Book those private sessions because you are going to be amazed at what she tells you. She's fantastic. Okay, we've got Michelle on the line, and she's just got some general questions.
Yes. Hi, Marie. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm grand. How are you tonight?
Good.
Good. Yeah,
she's from down south for some reason.
No, not really down south.
No, it must be the happy tone.
Could be.
All right. I'm just going to shuffle these for you. Is there something specific that you really want to ask? Or?
Well, I've just kind of been waiting, treading water for the last couple of years, so I didn't know if you see any kind of direction for me.
No, I feel like you're stuck.
Oh.
Is that how you feel?
Not so much stuck, but... really,
I feel like you're not sure which way to go right now. Like you know which way to go, but you're kind of still treading water. I hate to tell you. Don't get mad at me.
Yeah. No,
But does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
But it will clear up. It doesn't mean it lasts forever. I feel like you're over most of it, anyways. You know. Like, you're finally, like, digging. You know, it's like I'm sitting here and I'm picturing you, like, digging, not getting anywhere, and just, like, digging and finally, like, oh, yes, finally, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like it's you a Pisces? What sign are you?
No, I'm a Scorpio, November 3rd.
Scorpio, I know you're a water. Yeah, so you're definitely going through some stuff but it is working out for you. What's going on with the house? There's something with the house with you. What is that?
Oh, yeah. I've got a minor issue with a contractor.
Is it leaking?
No, I hope not. Yeah, well, I got to have a new roof put on.
Oh, there you go.
But it's not leaking yet, hopefully.
Oh, be careful. Get it fixed as you can, or patched or something, because I see water around you. When you said treading water, I see water. But I see something leaking. So be careful with that, you know.
Is it the roof or is it like sewer lines or anything? Because I've been concerned about.
I'll be honest with you, I feel like it's a roof. Something leaking. But is there two houses? You have two houses?
It's a duplex.
Okay. So the attached
creepy.
To each other?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I see them like they're attached to each other. One's got different electrical problems and one's got leakage problems.
Huh.
She's like, oh, great. I'm glad I called in.
No, I'd much rather know.
But you know what? You can avoid it by fixing it or have it checked, okay? The one towards the left that I'm looking, like, say if I'm looking at this duplex and I'm looking at it, the one on the left has electrical, a little bit of electrical stuff, not a lot. It just needs to be a little bit updated. So I would check that out. And then I don't think it's anything, it's not going to cost you thousands of dollars. Don't worry, it's not.
Yeah.
It's the one on the right where it has a leak.
Well,
is that
it's
correct?
Actually there.
Is it opposite?
It's two stories. It's So it's one roof and
all right,
two apartments.
But is the roof leaking on the right?
As you're looking at the house or coming out of the house?
No, as you're looking at the house.
As no, it's, it would be on the left.
No,
that's where the
on the right.
Yeah.
But all right, well.
Yeah, no,
no,
no
check,
I, but it's genuinely
sides.
An issue.
Yeah. Well, I would check.
No,
it. You think? Are you feeling like selling it?
Well, kind of.
Yeah, you're
it's
gonna,
not really
I
working.
Feel like you're gonna sell it within a year or two. You're gonna get. It doesn't. It needs this. It needs that. I just feel like you've been putting a lot into it. I mean, it's not that bad, but I just feel like it's not for you. I just feel like the universe is giving you a sign to, like, you know what? Let's move on with this. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You know, I think you're ready to be like, you know what, I'm tired of just you're putting a lot of money into it, and I just feel like it's not a lot, but it just seems like it's always something. If it's not the up, it's a down. If it's not tied, it's the other side, you know?
Well, it's a big piece of property that I have to take care
of. It
is, so,
and
yeah.
You know what, you've got a lot of land there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of work to keep up with.
Yeah, it is. Well, and I do have another issue. I had a bad contractor that put in an undersized furnace, and he's kind of MIA. And
now, wait a minute. Is there something with the barn on that land? Is there a barn or a garage or something like that?
There is a garage, a detached garage.
Okay, because that's not holding up well either. There's stuff with that, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there is.
Yeah, there is. I know. All right. Well, yeah. I just feel like whoever you hired, and that was could have been a month or two ago. It just they really took you. You know. You may have to go to court.
Oh yeah.
That are you going to court or you're just going to
forget
it?
Well, it is actually a city deal, and I'm going after the city for it because their inspectors failed to find that he put an undersized furnace in. So, I mean, severely way undersized. So,
yeah, you're getting it every which way. Geez.
Yeah.
No, to me, I'm getting it as, like, if you can, it doesn't mean if you want to keep the house, that's fine, but I just keep seeing, like, little problems come up with it.
Yeah.
And I feel like that you should sell it and get something else. I mean, I don't want to tell you what to do, but that's what I get.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Within 2 years.
Let me pick some cards on that. I'll be there. Could you say your name 3 times?
Sure. Michelle, Michelle, Michelle.
Yeah, I think it looks better if, I mean, I don't know. I just see you will move or, well, definitely there's movement with that house, okay? And I think it's going to be more, they're going to make a decision around the holiday time, and I think it will be more next year. When you decide to make a move.
Yeah.
I think
it's
you have that intuition, too. It looks like things come to you at night. You know, you have the psychic card where things come to you at night. And this looks like you're ready to make a move that way, you know?
Well, I actually do read people. I read for people.
Oh, you do? Okay, you're very intuitive. And it shows like at nighttime you're ready, you know, you're up on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's, I just don't know whether, you know, how far I want to go with that because it's really invasive, as you know, you do lose your privacy. So that's where I'm at with it, is trying to maintain some kind of anonymity, and I can never say that word, but yeah.
That's, Michelle. I have to tell you, I love you, because Michelle has been a long-time listener of the show. She's fantastic. I think we met through Jake when Jake had the Jake Pentland Show on Uncensored Radio. Now he's got a fabulous podcast. So go to jakepentland.com. You can listen to his podcast. He's fantastic. It's Roseanne Barr's son, if you don't know, because she called me like frickin' frack or an idiot or stooge or something at one point. But I feel like I need to hook you and Marie up outside of the show so you guys can have a little chat. But girl, good luck with that house. And we need to catch up on the Facebooks. Or give me a ring, girl, because I miss your face. We haven't talked in a long time. And I'm so glad you called in.
Well, thank you.
Well,
thank you,
well,
Jeffrey,
you,
for offering this.
And,
well, lots of love and light and laughter to all of you. Blessings.
You too.
Okay.
We'll talk
Thanks.
To you soon, Michelle.
Bye.
All right, okay. Marie, I swear it's the last one. And now, look, I got to forewarn y'all. This is my cousin who's going to be so pissed because she called. She, like, I saw last week. This is what I was telling you about where she was like, oh, I need a good psychic, and I tagged you in it. And then she messaged me. She was like, don't you tell her a word about me. And then she called in, and she was like, do not. She's like, I don't know if I want to do it. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. But she was like, do not tell her anything about me.
Is
I have not told you.
Is she younger than you? Is she younger than
yes.
you?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, uh-huh. yes. Rub it in.
Okay.
And here is she is Stacy, who is very afraid, and I'm so impressed that Stacy called because, you know, she used to listen to me in her car ride home from work, which is exciting.
Okay. Well, is she there? Stacy, you there?
Hi there. Yep, I'm here.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, you do have a lot of stuff going on, and that's why you're like don't say anything. I want her to pick it up, you know. But because you want to know if I'm real, if I'm fake, and I don't blame you, I would too, you know.
I'm really open to psychics.
Yeah, well, no, you are, but you want to know everything, you know. Not just a couple things. You want to know everything.
Well, I'm sorry, but I got to tell you, Marie, I didn't cheat on you. She had a psychic party at her house once, and I was invited, and I didn't go because I feel like you're kind of my chick. You're my person.
See? That's right. No, but you know what? Sometimes I tell people to go because then they come back, and they're like, oh, I won't do that again. I'm like, oh, that's all right. You know? It's good to get another opinion because sometimes they don't, you know, not that anybody's better than anybody, but some people you got to be careful of, you know? Too many people get ripped off.
See, Stacy,
so,
we're going to have
right,
a group party. We're going to have Marie come down. Just saying.
I think that would be a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know what? I went blank. It's Stacy, right?
Yes.
Okay. What I want you to do is I want you to try to concentrate and just say your name three times.
Stacy.
I don't feel like you're a water sign. You're not a water sign, are you?
I am. I'm Pisces.
Oh, you are, yeah. So you March?
February.
Around March time, huh?
February.
Okay, yeah. Are you the 27th or 28th?
24th,
okay. You're another one. You know what? You got a lot of past things to deal with too. What is it with you Pisces people? You got a lot of past things to do, and it's been there for a long time. You've been going back and forth with your past for a while, like just different things or people showing up from your past. Because you got the Hermit card with it, so it's been going on for a while, you know? It's almost like, see, Pisces have a hard time of letting go. They, like, want to be friends with their lovers, with the people they're with. They don't like, what is true, and they don't like to, like, totally, like, you know, break it off. They want some type of friendship, you know?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So it looks like that's been going on for a while. And the other thing is, you're really deep, so you could even, because there's so much water in that room, you know, water signs there, it's almost like you guys can, we get our psychic ability from the Pisces sign. So when you're Pisces, whether you believe it or not, you're very intuitive, you know? And you know, I think we all are just tapping into it. So you
Ain't
are
that
picking
the truth?
Up. And you do pick up things, and I want you to listen to yourself, and it looks like it's at nighttime, but you're very deep, though, you know?
That's
I would
true.
Say you're very deep, you know, as far
I would
thinking,
agree.
going into things, you know? You know, it looks like your third eye's opening up even more for you to see things, too. As far as the past, I know it's hard for you, but I just feel like, you know what, if it's not an abusive thing, if you don't feel like you're being abused in any way or whatever, if you want to keep it, you can keep it, but it hurts you at times. So that's where I differ, like, I don't know if it's good for you, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's up to you. But I also feel like, do you have children?
No.
No? You want to have two children? I get two kids with you.
I would love to.
Yeah, you're gonna. You will.
Oh, I'm gonna be an uncle.
Yep. I do feel like two kids with you. There's a lot that you want to do, but you want to get everything right first. Like, you want to make sure everything's in place, the house, the marriage, the this, the that, you know?
That is so true.
Yeah, it is. You have to have it all in order before you have any kids, you know? You're not going out of order. So is that going to happen? Yep, but you need to shut some doors on the past first. Because if they're not going to change it, it's just the same old thing you're going through. And just, I think it's been hard for you because I feel like they've been around you a lot in October this month.
Ooh.
Correct?
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm.
Ooh, girl, I already know what she's talking about. I don't need to be a psychic. I already know.
I want you to just say your name again 3 more times.
Stacy.
No, oh, I'm excited for you, though, because I feel like you are, like, you got a lot of fives. So, I mean, I feel like it's all your emotions right now. But things are starting to change for you, too. Like, you know, you've got a female around you that's jealous. Oh, boy. You're working,
uh-oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
You're working? You,
yes,
got someone at your work that's jealous of you. There's some jealousy there. So, you know what? You're going to know who that is. It's going to come out. It always does. And also, too, and the other part of that, I wouldn't worry about it so much. A lot of us get it, whether male or female. The other thing is that you have a financial angel around you helping you out. You're very
rich,
giving. You get the charity card. So, you know what? It pays off. You know, your big thing here, too, is you're disappointed in love right now. You just feel like you're stuck, you know, in a sense. Like, do you feel that way?
Stuck in what was that?
You feel like you're not getting anywhere in a relationship? Like, you feel stuck?
No, I think I'm pretty happy.
Yeah. Well, why do you feel stuck then? Is it not getting, like, not making the next step, not... You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Girl, come on now. I know the answer to this question.
I do. I feel like it's like she... I do feel like she feels stuck. Whether it's...
Well, I'm married.
Conscious.
You can't really get any more stuck than that.
No,
well,
but
could,
the other issue...
What about getting married or having children? Do you want to do that now? Or you want
to
wait?
I'm already married. I'm already married, and we are trying to have children.
Okay, that's what it is. That's where it might be stuck.
Yeah, that's definitely
with the
stuck.
Children. You will have children, okay? And you can have twins, too.
Oh, yay.
Every psychic I've ever seen has said that, so that's kind of creepy.
What sign are you? Oh, yeah, I know what sign are you. What sign is your husband? I'm sorry.
Oh, God, I'm horrible. I don't even know. Early August.
Oh, so he's a Leo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just feel like you're going to have twins. If not, you'll have one right after the other. It'll be close.
I want one.
You already pretty much have one.
You know what, too? I think you'd have a boy and a girl.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
As far as twins, yeah.
Now, do you see her giving one away to her gay cousin?
And you know what? I get a
cousin?
Piano with you. Why do I get a piano? I get a piano. Did you play piano when you were younger? There's a piano.
I did.
Strong.
I did.
Yeah. Yep. You still have it?
No.
Okay.
I have a keyboard.
Well, okay, well, it's your kids. No, it's actually a piano. Your kids are going to play piano. And I feel like someone taught you, a mother, grandmother, someone that was teaching you that. I feel like there was a piano in your house, correct?
No.
No, was it at someone else's house? Did you go for lessons?
I did. And another one, personal house.
You went to someone else's house, right?
Right.
Because I just feel like you love music and there's something connecting you with the piano. Huh. Sounds weird, but that's what I'm getting. But I feel like that you're going to have a piano in your house for your kids.
That would be, I would love to have that.
Yeah, well, you will. I just feel you're going to do good as far as, like, I think one of the big things you guys worry about is financial, especially where you have a Leo husband. He worries a lot about money, But it makes you worry at times, but you're good with saving and stuff. Like, you like to put it away, or you started putting money away because it's just stressing you out too much, you know?
Right.
Can you say a name three times?
Stacy.
Yeah, you're working a lot, huh?
Not as much as I probably used to.
Yeah, well, there's still a lot of work there. And it looks like that, if anything, it shows again, like, is your husband having a hard time with jobs right now, or he wants to get a different job?
No, he just got this job probably within the year.
Oh, good.
Oh, a year ago.
So it's probably the last job that he just got it 2 months ago?
No, a year ago.
A year ago? Okay. There might be some job stuff coming up with him, but then I see it clearing up. I don't think it's anything major. So tell him not to worry when it does come up. But he does want to go further and further. You know what I mean? He wants to make more money. As far as you, there's some type of job moves with you guys that look really good. He's got a promotion coming up. And you know what? I just feel like they've been holding back on it, if that makes any sense. So I would say I would say before Christmas or holiday, December, that he should have, or by January the latest, he should have a promotion, definitely.
That'd be nice.
So I feel good with that.
Have
you got a house yet? You need to move here, too.
No, we have not bought a house.
You don't have a house?
No.
You will. That's the next step.
Does it happen to be my old house?
But I do feel like that as far as children, it's like I get a boy and a girl. But you could have twins. That's what I feel like. I don't want to say definitely, but I do feel good and healthy babies. So I feel good with that. But I just feel like, that the next step is like, let's get the house and have kids. And you know what? If you get pregnant now, you're okay with it, you know? But I do feel like you two are soulmates. I feel good with you guys, you know? I think it's just the everyday living things. But I do feel like everything's pretty good with you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I feel good with you guys. So I would just say, like what I told the rest of them, like, whatever you're doing, just keep doing. It does look good around you, you know? I think you guys, it's normal. You get a lot of worry cards, you do. So you worried a lot. Are you worried a lot about the money, or is that him? You both
worry
about money, huh?
I worry about everything.
Yeah, stop it. You do, because you got the moon, you got the materialism cut upside down, It's just all worries. And it's your choice. You can go on that route or try to get yourself out of that, of like saying, you know what, there's really nothing I can do about it. I got to get away from that worrying. It's hard. It's easy to say it's hard to do, but it's something that you're going to have to practice is stop worrying so much. And we all do it, but you can just over-worry, and I just feel like you guys are okay. Why put it there,
Yeah.
Now, there is something coming up with traveling. Have you guys talked about a trip? Because that would be good for you right now.
We are trying to plan our next trip.
Okay. I think it would be good. You're thinking more next year, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, February or March?
March.
Yeah, that's what I was getting. You'll go. I feel good with it. You need warmer climates. And I just feel like you both like water or to be around water. Doesn't mean you'll be in the water, but you like to be around the water area. So that looks really good. And I just feel like a lot of happiness around you too. So it looks good.
Okay.
But I'll tell you, you're both the money makers, and you're gonna succeed really well. You know, get rid of the worry stuff, and you'll be fine. You know.
Oh, good.
Because I think you're just gonna be reinsured that you are gonna do good. You know, and just, you know, I think your biggest thing, like I said, it's not just worrying about money. It's your family. It's everything. You know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is normal, we don't worry, but it's just you're really overload, you know?
Yeah.
But it does look good. You got your wish card on the bottom, so, I mean, whatever you're doing, I would say keep doing it. Don't change too much. It does show you're stuck there, but that's on buying a home, correct? You've been stuck on, like, where to live or what to do.
No, we're pretty happy where we're at right now.
Okay.
I'm just really dreading any other move.
Excuse me? What?
I just really don't want to move again.
Well, you're going to be. But it's good. It's a good positive move. I know you don't want to, but it's a good positive move.
I know that to be true.
So it looks good. It's just, oh, hold on. He hates to move, you know. It's way up there, you know, as far as, like, divorce and stuff like that. It's just, like, not great, you know. But at the same time, I can tell you the move looks really good. So.
Well, that's good.
If I'm not worried, don't you worry, you know.
No, good. I'll hire a good
mover. I see it turned out really good.
Yeah, okay. I'm glad they worked out for you. So. I got to say thank you, Stacey, for calling in. I know you've been wanting to do this. And we're going to have Marie come down. I'm gonna get a bunch of people, so Marie can come down and hang out. We've met in over by Boston, which I'm going to be out by your way, Marie, next weekend. I'm
just
saying.
Oh, you are? Are you going to Rhode Island?
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, let me know when you're going to be there.
Yeah, I'm going to be there Saturday and Sunday. We're going to be filming some interviews with Uncensored Talk with Karen Ashley. We're actually going to be interviewing George Takei from Star Wars. It's very exciting.
Cool.
And some couple other folks. Yeah, so it's going to be great.
Oh,
so for those of you,
where is it? In Providence or what part?
Yes, it's in Providence.
Oh, all right. Yeah, well, give me the details. And when is it next? What?
Next Saturday and Sunday. I'm going to drive up early in the morning after Halloween, you know. I've got to take the children's trick-or-treating, which, Stacey, it'd be great if you came and help me take the children's Halloween in. I'm just saying.
I'm
going to
be handing out candy.
Yeah, candy Sunday if you want.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. Maybe we can do lunch. But, okay, so, Marie, I have to, you know, everybody got their little reading, and I know I've kept you way longer than we were supposed to, and I love you for it. But I just need to know, honey. Am I going to be rich anytime soon? Because I'm tired of clawing my way and fucking my way to the
top. Yeah, you got to finish your, you need some more money to get things finished.
Yes,
it comes to me.
Absolutely.
And you will get it. I just feel like it's either like,
I'm just saying, my cousin that's a savior.
You guys are planning on something else that nobody knows about. And it's like, I see four of you planning on something to do.
You're dead right.
That's going to bring in money. So it will happen. Yes, it will. But I think it's more the first of the year.
You're dead right.
You know? So the first of the year, that's when your money and your ship finally comes in. You're like, oh, about time, you know?
Well, honey,
so
I'm telling you. I'm tired of working like a dog, and I love this show.
No, you are. You're just like, I'm sick of it, and, you know, you've been through a lot, and you're like, I just, you know, you're just sick of it, and you just want it to, like, why can't it go smoothly, you know?
Yeah.
But it is, and I think you gotta look at how far you went. I mean, I know I was watching some of the clips and stuff of, you know, the reality show, and it looks really neat, you know? So it looks really good.
It's something, that's for sure.
Well,
but
it
was great
good.
Because the reality show, which Marie's talking about, is uncensored reality. If you go to our webpage, you can click on reality, and you can check out some clips, and it does say that we were going to release in fall, but we pushed the date back a little bit, so it's going to be coming out soon. We're
March.
Just finishing up some tweaks.
February
some March.
March. February
yeah, that
March.
That actually sounds perfect.
Yeah.
To when we're going to finish getting this bitch edited. And, I mean, you know, it's been a project that was kind of a thorn in our side. We had no money to work with, and it really was a labor of love for Karen, Katrina, and I. We lost Mike at the time. So it was a very tough shoot, but we did what we did with what we had. And, you know, either you'll hate it, you'll love it, you'll love us or hate us, and either way it's okay. We want to hear from you. But, you know, Marie, every time you come on, I'm inspired. I think you're fantastic. And it's great for me because I love not to tell you things. Because knowing the people that have been on the panel tonight and hearing what you're telling them, me knowing about them and you not knowing has been incredible because
yeah,
I feel
yeah,
for
I
each
know.
Person that's been on the show, Stacey included, with Debbie, Vera, and Freddie, you've nailed them on the head.
You made me cry.
Wow. Oh, that's good. Thank you. But listen, Jeff, I just picked out some cards for you, so listen. So if
okay,
you can get
okay,
this out by January, if you can get the money to get this out by January, okay, this will be a success by March.
Okay, Stacey,
you're gonna have a
I'm
lot
gonna
of
need
opportunities
some money.
In the summer.
Well, I like the sound of that, and that's actually kind of our goal targeting area. So.
And you have a female that's jealous of you around you.
It's funny you should say that.
So
it's not
you're gonna
me.
Have a, and you know who it is already because it shows the psychic card next to it, so you already know who it is.
Yeah, I do.
So, unfortunately, I mean, we all get that. And like I tell
well,
people, I get it.
Well, the thing
is,
you know, I think it's hard for people when you have a lot of ideas and then
mm-hmm.
they like to come up with them and use them as their own. I think it's very difficult for some folks.
Mm-hmm. No, I think you're going to do really good with this. This looks really good. I feel like you're right on the right track, and it's like you finally made it happen. You did this. You talked about it for a while, you know, and you guys should be proud of yourself. And I see it really, if you can get it going by January, it looks good. If you can't, that's fine, too. It just would be pushed back a little bit. But either way, it looks good. I get good cards around it.
No, I think you're dead right because the first time I met you, and I want the audience to know this because I feel it's very important. And again, go find Maria Angel's Calling on Facebook or pay attention to our site because we're going to direct you right to her to get your private reading. And you can do it over Skype. You can do it over the phone. You need to do this because you said to me the first time I met you, you're going to be booking a lot of guests and the show is going to take off. And in that time frame, you know, I was very big on Rosie O'Donnell. Mike was big on Ricky. And we booked those interviews. And we got to interview Rosie. We had Rosie on the network. And we had Ricky on our show. So we did exactly what you'd say, what you said that we would do in the time frame we did it. So that's why, you know, too, I'm such a firm believer in you. Because it was just by chance. You know, it was like the cards just aligned, the stars aligned perfectly for those two women to come on the show for us. So it really was a magical thing.
Wow, it's supposed to happen, I'm telling you.
Yeah,
everything
I know.
Everything's supposed to happen the way, you know, I really believe there's no coincidence. Everything's supposed to happen, you know.
I do, too.
Things
and I think you're fantastic.
Reason.
And I hope everybody
you.
That's listened tonight, and that will listen on demand. We know you're going to be there. Please check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/uncensoredradio. Go to myuncensoredradio.com. We will get you Marie's info. Book those private readings because you're going to love it. And tell your friends because, you know, that's how this all works. Marie, thank you. I can't thank you enough. What girl, what else you got to say? Like, you know, do you got anything going on in the universe with celebrities? What do we have going on?
Oh, no, I just been, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what I wanted to bring up. I got a call from a woman that's a producer in Long Island, in New York, and she's in your area, Jeff, so I think it's interesting. And anyways, long story short, she's I'm going to be doing a show on Wednesday night, and it will end up eventually, hopefully, hitting TV, and that's called Madhouse TV. And I'll be on that Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. So it'll be www.madhousetv, I think it's .com. And I'll get more information. I mean, it's this Wednesday. So that
and you're
good.
Going on at 8 o'clock Eastern, right?
Yeah, and it's going to be a show about a 15-year-old. I don't have all the details, you know, yet. And it's going to be called Trending with Katie. And it's about a 15-year-old who is who's a singer, and she's really, I guess she's very multi-talented. And now, they're not sure if it's going to be a reality show or if it's going to be a talk show, but I'll be the psychic.
Hey, girl, hey.
It's really
hey,
opportunity for me as well.
Yeah, and I'm just going to say, like, who didn't love Sylvia Brown on Maury? You know, but the difference between you and her is I feel like she was always like, I'm always right. Where you were like, nah, you know what? Lines get crossed. You're on the phone. You know, you have a bunch of us unmuted. You've got the person calling. Like, things can get confused. So it is what it is. But I thank you, Marie, and I can't wait to have you on again. Stay tuned, and we will be back on Wednesday with our regular show. Next Wednesday, we'll be back with Justin Wiseman. So make sure you tune in, and we'll see you guys on Wednesday. Have a good night.
And
thank
you
again,
for having me. Bye. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Make sure you go find Marie. Angel's calling. Book your reading now.
Oh, yeah.
We will see you guys on Wednesday.
Good night.